classical pianist and musicologist Rosalind Turek died on Thursday night. Turek became known as a musician who, for almost half a century, would only play the music of Johann Sebastian Bach. She considered his compositions to be the pinnacle of Western music, and she brought him back into the concert hall. He'd been played mainly by keyboard students trying to develop nimble fingers. And when other musicians said Bach should be played on a traditional harpsichord or clavichord, Turek insisted on the piano, the instrument she'd played since the age of 4. In an interview with NPR in 1985, Turek explained that Bach could really be played on any instrument, from the violin to the Moog synthesizer.
Just as the 19th century made major, dreadful mistakes about Bach and his music, I think the 20th century is making a major error in confining that great genius to specific instruments. He wrote the same music, virtually identical in most cases, for instruments of polar differences. For instance, the famous D minor keyboard concerto, which is known as a harpsichord concerto. That was written in a cantata, and it was the organ that had the keyboard solo. We're also certain that even previous to the organ version, it was a violin concerto.
In her 88 years, Rosalind Turek studied at Juilliard, lived in England, taught, and wrote books about Bach. Last Thursday, she was scheduled to give one more Bach concert, which was canceled because of her final illness. From NPR News, that's All Things Considered. I'm Steve Inskeep.